Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
As you know, ladies give back. And this year we have partnered with Children's Hospital Los Angeles, Make March Matter. It's a special month-long fundraising campaign that takes place right in our neighborhood to support Children's Hospital Los Angeles, which is a nonprofit pediatric hospital that's ranked among the top 5 in the nation. More children receive care from Children's Hospital LA than anywhere else in our region. And we need to help them make sure they can provide all their patients with the same world-class medical care. That is why for the entire month of March, the Lady Gang is raising awareness by donating 20% of our proceeds from our store to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. So visit shop.theladygang.com to give back. And we have some super cute items that are up to 60% off right now in our warehouse sale. And so make March matter with us. Thank you.
Today's episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Sambucol. So let's talk about health for a minute, because there's nothing more important than taking care of yourself. I think that we can all agree, you know, as we get older and we feel our bodies kind of crumbling into oblivion, that we really need to take care of our bodies. If you're not feeling your best, you just can't be your best in all aspects of your life. So Sambucol helps you feel your best by supporting your immune system with premium black elderberry. Sambucol is the original black elderberry brand, so I know that I am getting the immune support that I can really trust. So I take one or two Sambucol gummies every morning to help make sure that I can keep doing what I need to do that day. And I love the gummies because they are delicious. They're like my little morning treat. I take them with my coffee to get my day started off right. So you can help support your entire family's immune system with Sambucol. Get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com and use code LADY. That's 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more with code LADY at SambucolUSA.com.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight, and someone that we've been stalking for many, many, many
years. I mean, forever.
It's like King Jesus is here.
And in the flesh.
Never record in person. We're always Zooming with people.
We haven't had a guest in person since before COVID.
Yep, you're
so,
our first.
Guys, I'm so flattered.
Yes. Honestly, you're so cute in real life. It's like actually annoying.
I know.
Love your life. Cute with your denim on denim. Okay.
Do we want to introduce her?
Yeah, you haven't said Jenny her name. Holland. So you all follow her already on Instagram.
Yep.
So we don't normally have good week, bad week with the guests, but we felt like we can't let... It's like
the funniest person on planet.
Right. We can't give her a guest star when she's deserving of a series reg.
She's a series regular.
That's right.
So it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I think I'm going to just like break the ice.
Okay, great.
I think it's appropriate.
Yes.
And now that... Okay. I have been trying to take on a lot of Kelty's... ways. Like I wanted to
2022,
adopt a
baby.
Lot of your, you know, go get 'em attitude and a little bit of the shameless stuff that she does in her life. And she's always saying to me, like, if I were you, if I could take over your body, if I could have done that, you would have been Jennifer Lawrence.
I believe it.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I can't operate like that. And so I did something recently. I was channeling Kelty.
Great.
And this has to do with Jenny. Jenny?
You wrote your own Wikipedia page.
Did you?
Of course.
Okay.
Are you on Wikipedia?
Obviously, we've contributed.
Obviously, I'm like, you missed something.
You've gone and edited?
Of course.
worst.
Do you ever like? You should probably
have you not have your Wikipedia.
I don't have a Wikipedia.
Okay, back in the day, like the only
it's all you have.
Wikipedia was all on you. Like nobody added to it. You had to like.
Do you check to make sure nobody's like talking shit in there?
Sometimes people are like, Kelty, Colleen is a stripper. And I was like,
she was in a topless show. That is so
different. Okay. I want to die. Okay. So Jenny posted on November 16th her article from, what was this from? What is this?
Hollywood Reporter.
Hollywood Reporter. Jenny Mullen's City of Likes to be developed as TV series by
Nacelle
and Sony Pictures.
Sony. You know them.
Big deal. You're familiar. So I was like, my normal thing as me would be a double click and then something like, congratulations. Mm-hmm. This is incredible. Mm-hmm. Like so deserved, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then I was like,
what would Kelty do?
What would Kelty do? And I did something that I went back to this four times and almost deleted my own comment, but you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, that trash button, baby.
I just read it and I'm already sweating.
Okay.
Oh my God, I love you.
I'm so upset.
I love you.
Okay.
And Allie back here, my friend Allie,
she's
is
just
dying.
Giggling.
She's like the least impressed with me of anyone on earth. So even hearing this, she's like, what is this
bullshit? Oh my God.
No, I want to set the scene. Allie is sitting in a dog Sherpa bed. Restoration Hardware poof. Callie has taken her on as the Pride Mom, and she's wearing a Skims long cardigan coat in the same poof as the restoration poof. Like, she belongs here. She's never leaving. Allie, you're here forever. Welcome to your new home. Callie has both paws on thighs being like, and I'm regal as fuck. Like, it is incredible. Okay, Becca, okay. Did you find the comment?
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
It says, fine, comma, I'll do it.
With the emoji
of the hard eyes.
Oh my God, amazing.
Who are you? Wow. That's so gross.
I love
this
it.
Like, this sounds like the Kelty. Text no, that so I used funny. To send when I would take an Ambien and yes. I'd wake up the next morning being like, oh my God,
what
I wish
have
I could unsend that text message.
I felt fine, like I needed to send a handwritten apology.
Are you
note
kidding? No, it's
to be
amazing.
Like, I am so sorry that I am.
What? I think I read it and thought that is so funny.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be way worse than that.
No, yeah, I did think good. It was going to be worse. Someone like myself, that it can't get worse than that. Yeah.
Here's the thing, can't.
But what I see as a thing in both of you is that you've been beat the up
yes.
by the audition
yeah,
process.
We just have abused. Different ways of dealing with it.
No, but I. But
I'm the shelter dog who cowers in the corner and shakes, and you're the one that bites people's kids.
I'm the pit bull that like attacks and mauls its owner.
You don't like me? I'll show you how much you don't like me.
I like maul my new owner.
Hey, Beck, I'm proud of you, though. Honestly,
thank
I'm
you.
Proud
that
of you.
That is amazing. And it's
let me tell you something. When her
Becca, she's here. You didn't scare her away.
Yeah, you didn't scare her away. When yeah. she was doing Turner and Hooch on Disney, and she was doing all this national press, she was staying at my house because she had like literally come from. Anyway, I had her in the corner. I like set up the lights. I was like, "You look amazing. You need a like a pussy bow top. Like you're so respectable. You're an actress." And she was like, "I don't know if I can do this." And I'm like in a Amazon leopard baby house doll dress and my like slippers, and I'm like, "You're amazing. You've got this. You're the bitch.
This like, is amazing."
Psycho.
She's psychotic.
Becca's so talented. She doesn't even know.
Okay,
it.
Okay, so that was my bad week.
Oh, that was your bad week.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously that's a good week, it was okay. an pretty admission. Good. Okay. My good week is obviously that Jenny's here, but also I blacked out last night.
I know. I saw.
And browned you still out. Look so good.
I mean, I have like teenage acne. I browned out because I have vague memories of the night. So I went to dinner with my friend Taylor, who just recently had a newborn baby, and it was like his first dad night out. Mm-hmm. And we were drinking chartreuse, which is like the most disgusting liqueur you could ever yes. imagine. But I am like, I am a sheep and I just did it.
What is chartreuse? What is it from?
Sounds like a,
it monks, no sounds apparently like a it was like something that monks deliver.
Is
like,
it from a grape?
I don't know.
It tasted like it could have been.
Okay.
But we woke up this morning and I just remembered making videos, like videos of the night, whatever, when we got back to the hotel room.
Come here.
And so I had a video this morning in my phone of my friend Taylor falling.
Contemporary musical theater song. Oh my God, what
is
your
you?
Voice?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, is he a dancer?
Yeah. We met each other doing High School Musical. Oh, wait, hold on. This is too long. I will put this on Instagram for people to see, but...
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's amazing.
Wow. Wow. Honestly, I'm jealous.
I was kind of pissed when you left me to go stay at a hotel, but now I feel like you had fun. So
I had a great time. There's this there's a video of me dancing and then dropping into a jazz split and amazing. Like falling on the floor. Good. And I didn't have any shame when, like, I didn't have that, like, wake up at 6 a.m. and mm-hmm. that feeling that you up or you mm-hmm. said something
right.
wrong
yeah.
or you like I
anxiety
woke up, anxiety
yeah
and I didn't have any and good I think word. It's the first time in a decade that I didn't yes. have anxiety from drinking too
it
much.
Might be like a turning point
does
it might
mean
just
I
be
can
gone.
Do it again
yeah
like really mm-hmm. get after it
yeah. yeah
welcome to the dark side
welcome to the dark side okay I'll go next my good week I was recently at the foot doctor because I'm an elder, and I was sitting at Dr. Levine's office, and I looked up at his...
Are you filming yourself right now?
No, I'm looking... How dare you? I would never. I'm looking at his wall of products, and I see urea cream, and I was like, hmm. So I'm waiting for him to come in. I pull it down, and it's like, urea, and then I Google what urea is, and it's urine, and I feel like... I have been telling people since 2003 when I was a Rockette that if you get a fucking infection or a blister on your foot, all you need to do is pee on yourself and let it dry and sleep in it overnight and that blister will be gone. And now Dr. Levine is selling a urine cream for $69.
Whose urine is it?
I don't know.
Anyone's.
I thought you were going
to... His urine.
And I said to him, is Adam Levine's urine? That wouldn't heal anything. That would literally, like, get you more infected. It'd be like, man, pop song, here we go.
No, I thought you were going to say it was the cream that I just discovered, which is a cream that you can get on, you know that website, like, FaceRx, where you can get, like, muesli.
Is that, like a snail hydral cream?
No, it's to bleach your privates.
And
I might do it. Because no.
Seems like something you shouldn't do at your own house.
Okay, my bad week. I was recently, since my career is like at the hottest it's ever been, hosting a holiday dog series.
You were hosting a holiday dog series?
This just happened. You guys have already seen it. It was a big deal.
She had to fly up to Canada
on the CW. I had to go to Canada. It was a series about great dogs.
I'm obsessed. What's coming?
My career is so good.
What's
coming? I'm really thriving. Anyway, so I'm on the beach. I'm doing my stand-ups about amazing dogs. And I'm already feeling like, what the fuck am I doing? My career, like, I'm turning 40. I'm officially dead. Like, I'm just going to do dog shows for the rest of my life. This is fucking awful. And I felt like, okay, well, at least, like, everyone on the beach is like, what's happening over there? Because they have, like, the big scrimmy things and, like, they're blocking the light for me or whatever. And the director's like, huh. And he's looking at me and he's looking at me. He walks up to me and he literally went on the top of my head and plucked out a gray hair.
No.
That was ruining the shot.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, it just stands up and you can really see it. And I was like,
that's rude.
Anyway.
Stop. Oh, my God.
I wanted everyone to know that I'm fucking old. Okay, Jack?
Okay, so
my career has never been hotter. You're welcome. Year of the dog.
You know what? I think the dog show suits you.
You know what? You. Okay. You know what else suits me? Hosting the Golden Globes. Mm.
So my good week is, and this is embarrassing because I just did a good week recently about a spray tan. I'm a little bit addicted to spray tans.
It's her one thing we don't like about her.
As me, I am so ghostly white and it makes me very insecure. So anytime I'm doing anything, I'm like, I need a spray tan. Yep. So I was doing a photo shoot recently. It was on a Monday and I needed a spray tan on a Sunday. My girl only works Tuesday to Thursday.
Of course.
So I was texting her on the side because we're friends. We text, whatever.
Yeah. You see her twice a week. You should be friends.
And I texted her. I was like, girl, this is an emergency. I need to get spray tanned this weekend. She's like, well, I'm going to Malibu Wines on Sunday. So I don't know how much I'll be drinking. She texts me at like 7 p.m. She's like, I'm blacked out drunk, but I will spray tan you if you come and pick me up from my house and like drive me to the spray tan place. Oh my God. And I was like,
I'm desperate.
This sounds like something Jenny might get herself into.
I could see myself going down
like,
this path.
Is this worth it? Absolutely.
Nope.
Yes. So I go and I pick my girl up from her house. I drive to the spray tan salon. She opens up the door. She is f***ed up. up.
Jack, what is wrong with you? Oh my God.
Gives me a full spray tan. I'm really, really nervous about it because I'm like, she is waving the thing around. She's going close and then far. I woke up the next morning with like the best spray tan of my entire life.
You're a bronze goddess.
She texted me. She's like, how is it? I was like, honestly. And she didn't make me pay for it because she's like, I'm not going to make you pay for it when I'm blacked out.
I would have made you pay double.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, she's specialty.
She offered me a beer. We were drinking beers while she was tanning me. It was amazing.
You. Good for you.
I just don't know why. Like, Lady Gang is now in its seventh year.
Yeah.
On year one, Becca told us about the L'Oreal Sun List that you can get for $7.99 at CBS. Like, I don't understand why you never got on that.
It's not the same.
It is absolutely
it's not the same as a professional.
It doesn't get the pigment she prefers. Which is, hold on. Let me just give you a visual.
I'm usually not that bad.
Hold on.
It's only...
Okay, what's your good week?
That's my good week.
Okay, what's
your bad
week?
It was the best spray tan I've ever had. Okay, my bad week is I was recently coming back from the desert.
Hot.
Driving back from like Palm Springs area. And I go to stop at a gas station. We're filling up. Are you okay?
No, I'm just saying like that's what you would do.
Ad-libs?
That's what you would do. You have to pee.
I stopped at a... We're stopping at a gas station. We're like getting gas. So the car in front of us was this old like Cadillac kind of a car, whatever.
Cute.
This guy comes out. He opens up the trunk of his car.
Dead body.
Pulls out a massive glass jar full of hard-boiled eggs.
What?
And
out
then
of his trunk?
Takes a hard-boiled
egg.
I would do that.
Pops it in
I
his
would do
mouth.
That.
A warm?
And puts the jar. It was hot as in the desert, puts the jar of the hot, hard-boiled eggs back in his trunk.
Jack, when you need protein, you need protein.
I would do that. I will eat. I do not discriminate against food.
That's
temperatures.
Horrendous.
Nothing.
Really?
No.
You would eat a hot, hard-boiled egg?
Yeah. Mm. For sure. Mm. When I do them at my house, sometimes I don't wait for them to cool.
But this is a cooled that's gotten hot again.
It's probably not reheated. That's true. Okay.
And re-hit it. Okay, so for the second time ever in Lady Gang history, we've invited one of our guests to Good Week, Bad Week. Here mm-hmm. we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't disappoint.
So Good Week, I feel like, was last night. It was pretty amazing. I do this elf thing with my kids.
Cute.
It's not by choice. Somebody gifted me these fucking elves.
Like an elf on a shelf?
An elf on a shelf. And now it's just, I can't stop it. And mm-hmm. my son expects the elves mm-hmm. nightly to perform for him. So I, you know, knew I was leaving town and I'm very competitive with Jason mm-hmm. just on every level.
I love it.
Not just career-wise, also as parents, we're very competitive. And so I knew that with me leaving town, I was leaving him with elf on a shelf duties.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this fucking last night of me here as elf on a shelf has to be so far superior yeah. to the elf on a shelf that he's about to do
sure.
that I'm going to go out of my fucking way to make this magical.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm wandering through Union Square and I come upon this like chocolatier who's in the like Vianox like the Christmas market yeah. that's in okay. Union Square. And he's making like chocolate molds of like nuts and bolts and screws and whatever. So I'm like, oh, chocolate nuts and bolts. Interesting. I'm like, I'll take two. Then I go straight to the hardware store to match the chocolate bolts to real nuts and bolts. Then I hide the chocolate bolts, right? And go home to my four-year-old and I'm like, oh, look what I found today. These little nuts and bolts. I'm like, do you want them? And he's playing with them. He thinks they're cool. And I'm like, oh, you should give them to the elves. Just see if they'll do anything funny with them.
Oh.
Then my seven-year-old comes home and I blame the four-year-old. I'm like, Laszlo wants to see if the elves will do anything to his nuts and bolts tonight. So leave those next to the elves. Kids go to sleep. They wake up in the morning. They've
chocolate.
Become fucking chocolate.
Wow.
Good luck, Jason. Good luck.
Wow.
And I'm out.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
That is the extreme I will go to one up my husband.
I love it.
Honestly, it's incredible.
What'd the kids do when they were they awake when you left?
Oh yeah. Oh, I made sure of it. Are you feeling like you want to go check? Their minds were blown, which is amazing. I was so happy.
But now
I'm so proud of myself.
You really Jason, because yeah. they're going to be like, hey, Dad, we're going to leave this out and see if they turn this to
I can't wait.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
I can't wait for tonight, guys. I'm
What's
literally giddy.
First of all, this is the longest episode of Lady Gang. We have got to go. When we come back, more with Jenny.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Freshly. It is so hard to find a fast pre-cooked meal that is not frozen solid or, you know, highly processed. And that is why we love Freshly. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day, a crazy commute. You get home. Maybe your kids are super hungry. Your husband's hungry. You're hungry. You just want something that gives you flavor, convenience, and nutrition really, really fast. And that's why Freshly is so amazing. Get delicious chef-made nutrient-packed meals delivered straight to your door. No cooking required, fresh, never frozen, ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs and preferences, taste, and family size. Choose from over 50 nutritionist-designed entrees like their classic steak peppercorn, multi-serve sides like their masterful mac and cheese, or their new line of plant-based meals. Skip the groceries and skip the dishes. And that's what I love the most. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $80 off your first four orders when you go to freshly.com/lady. That's $80 off at freshly.com/lady.
There is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. Thanks to my personalized Pros routine, I can honestly say I've never been more in love with my hair. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it is personal, using natural ingredients with proven results. Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. So first, Pros starts by asking you as a person their in-depth consultation. They ask about you and your lifestyle, your hair, all those things, even your zip code. So next, Pros analyzes all the answers and determines the unique blend of ingredients that should be used in every product of my custom routine. Together, Pros got all my hair care goals covered. So Pros is a healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/ladygang. That's PROSE.com/ladygang for your free in-depth hair care consultation and 15% off.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Squarespace. I absolutely love Squarespace. It is how we run the ladygang.com. What's so cool is it really can help you build and grow your business online. So not only is it super easy, like Instagram filter easy, to put together a beautiful, beautiful website, but there's all these analytics behind the scenes that you can help engage with your audience, sell anything, make great content. Everything's super chic. And I just feel like we've used Squarespace since the beginning of Lady Gang. And it's just one of those things that you can literally get a podcast up overnight. Right now, we have a special deal for you. So check out squarespace.com/lady for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use our offer code lady to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. It's really, really easy to sign up. And what's cool is you can go right now to squarespace.com/lady and just like set up your Squarespace and set up your website and just try it out. Try out all the fonts, try out all the templates. And then if you love it, which you're going to, then you can launch. Don't wait to start your business or make your business amazing today. Squarespace.com/lady.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today is funny as fuck. She's a writer, columnist, Instagram personality, New York Times bestselling author of I Like You Just the Way I Am and Live Fast, Die Hot, both incredible reads. She's also the author of City of Likes, which isn't even out yet and is already being turned into a damn TV series. She writes a stand-in column for Parents Magazine and is a reoccurring co-host on The Wendy Williams Show and regularly appears on GMA, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray. She's also an actress. She's appeared in Wilfred, Suits, This Is a Good Story, CSI New York, Crash, the WB series Angel, and she played a reoccurring character in the third season of HBO's Girls. And now she's joining the podcast game. The Third Wheel podcast launches in January on Podcast One. Welcome to our dysfunctional family, baby. She's hot. She drove all the way to the Valley from Encino. And I confirm that
Encino is the Valley.
I know. Isn't that right next to each other?
Yeah.
Live your life. Let me continue. And I can confirm she did not bring me one of her fancy lunch boxes from her Dictator Lunches Instagram handle. What the please welcome to the Lady Gang, Jenny Mullen.
Guys, welcome. What an intro.
You've done a lot in your life.
Damn, oh are God. You exhausted?
I'm fucking so tired, guys. I'm hanging on by a thread.
I mean, it's like just when you're like, you know what, I think I'll write a novel and then turn it into a TV show, but also launch a podcast and make a fucking babble cheese with googly eyes for my child. What's a babble?
Oh my God.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
The little baby bell cheeses with the red, and she takes off the middle so it has a mouth, and then she puts googly eyes on it.
It's insanity. And I love that you did call your son the dictator.
He is the dictator. And now that I've sort of I'm trying to do some more stuff with dictator lunches. Everybody keeps saying, like, are you sure for a brand the word dictator isn't off-putting? I'm like, well, it's just the truth. And moms understand that. Moms today get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know what everyone's wondering if they follow you on Instagram. I wondered for so many years what your kids looked like because you cover their faces. I was like, is she covering their faces because they're unattractive kids? I feel like Jenny would be somebody to know if her kids were not attractive enough for the gram. So yeah, that was my theory. That was my theory for a little bit. But then something crazy happened. Mm-hmm. I was leaving a hotel downtown. I was in New York. I think I was in Soho. Yes. And at this point, we were only Instagram, like, acquaintances. Mm-hmm. And then I walk out and I see her, and like a psychopath, and I never do this, I was like, Jenny?
Oh, my God.
And she turns
so
around.
Gross.
Full on stalker
But mode. I didn't feel weird about it because we share Tom Lank in common.
Yeah, we have a mutual friend.
Okay, okay.
And Tom is, you know who she is. So
yeah,
it's not.
And we, like, hate the same people, so I feel like that bonds you.
Yeah. And it's the same people they hate, too. We're all.
Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're connected.
Yeah.
Yes. You can't be in a podcast unless you hate the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would implode.
Yeah, we would have already broken up 7 years into it. Like, you have to have all the same enemies.
Yes. Yeah.
And know where the bodies are buried.
It's true.
Genius.
So with Jenny is her son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like,
you're like, your face is beautiful.
Looks like. And I'm not
you're like,
kidding
you're
you.
Cute.
I was like, that's one of the most beautiful children I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, why would you not show that you have like a really, I haven't seen the other one.
I'm scared to show
he's
him.
So,
he's too cute.
He's so cute. Is that why you're scared?
Well, I honestly.
Because people won't believe your brand will be off. They won't believe your life is hard. They won't believe in the dictatorship.
But no, you know, it honestly comes from, I think, being a child of the 80s and watching too many after school specials. And I have so much anxiety in general. I'm afraid for people to see my kid.
Mm-hmm. And then steal it. Yeah.
Yes. And also, I feel like I don't want him to know that Instagram exists. Like, and he doesn't. He's said the word Instagram now that he's in second grade a couple times. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I just play dumb. I don't know what he's talking about. But, you know, I don't want him to be at the park in New York City and somebody to be like, oh, that's Sid. That's Jenny's kid.
Yeah.
That scares the fuck out of me.
Terrifying.
That's why my sister. Right? Yeah. My sister was saying, she's like, I was so weirded out. There's a blogger, mommy blogger that she follows. And she was walking down the street, saw a nanny with a child.
Yes.
And she knew that that was the child of this blogger.
Oh,
and she was like, that would be so easy for someone to just kidnap them.
Scares me to death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really don't understand. It baffles my mind why, you know, some of these like way higher profile people like are just advertising their kids all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It scares me. And I also don't want him to come to me one day and be like, Mom, why are there like 60,000 Googleable nudes of me?
Mm-hmm. or for him to like grow up and be like, you know what? This really me up. Thank
this
you
really
for plastering
me
on Instagram.
Yeah. You're like, them up for another reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like from
that's
your own,
you can
from your 100% from your parenting, like the rest of us 90s children.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not from Instagram.
I still exploit him for my comedy and my writing, but I really don't want to show his face.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
I think
fair.
It's
both
fair.
Of them.
But they're so cute.
But
well,
I'll show
is.
You pictures of them before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I've read both of your books. You're so great.
Do you want to know something actually I have to tell you guys? Sometimes I'll send Jason pictures, screen grabs, and I'll like put like Brad Pitt or somebody else in like a two frame, or and then it'll be like Sid or Lazlo on the other side, like just like
to
like
see,
beautiful.
To be like, look at
yeah,
look
like,
at this
beautiful.
Genetics, look at the DNA.
Can you even
are you the father?
This? Yeah,
I do appreciate that.
Unbelievable,
you're
really.
Sick. You're so
so.
I'm trying to find a picture of your dad. I feel like you post him a lot. There was one that was like extra steamy.
Oh yeah, he was probably topless.
Dad.
He never wears clothes.
Is he LA?
Is
like
he
European?
Arizona?
Oh, an Arizona man. Yeah. Loves the sun.
He's like a sports
medicine.
He's
a McConaughey.
Doc. He's actually afraid of the sun. He lathers in sunscreen.
That's probably why he's so hot.
But like, yeah, so he has perfect, you know, Ashkenazi like porcelain skin.
Mm-hmm.
And and he has like abs at 76.
It's gross.
That's insane.
Ugh, this isn't a shirtless one.
Let me see.
No, I need shirtless.
Okay, well, very cute.
Full head of brown hair.
So I'm going to, I want to quote you back yourself, that I loved from your book. I like you just the way I am. And I had it. So when I knew you were coming on, I went into my Kindle and I went into my highlighted passages from your books, like things that spoke to me. And then I'm so embarrassed that this is what spoke to me, but this is the
fucking best paragraph that I've ever heard, and I wish we could be this cool. Okay. She says in this book, "I need everyone to love me. My feelings of inadequacy and lack of parental attachment have made me one of those sick bitches who can't tolerate being ignored. My parents say all the right things when they're pretending to listen to me, but the truth is they're more like cats. They accidentally had a litter of kittens and then emotionally moved on to whatever ball of yarn rolled past their line of sight. Oh my God. When self-obsessed people breed, they make empty people like me who spend the rest of their time on earth trying to gain the love and approval they didn't get as children. This doesn't excuse my behavior. It's just to say, if my parents had actually noticed me, I probably wouldn't care so much about whether everyone else on the planet adored me. Unfortunately, I'm a bottomless pit of need."
That actually is Miss Kelty Knight. That is her.
Oh, like, my God. Take me to the fucking church, Jenny.
Empty children. Empty vessels.
That is so funny.
Like, thank God for you. Because
I love that you identify with that. That really, that means
But this
a lot.
Is like, no one in Hollywood or really in the whole world wants to admit this. Because even when you are that person who's like, I need the attention, I need the thing, you're supposed to downplay it and act like you're cool.
Right.
Like, you're like, I'm just posting this picture because right. I just want you to know what's going on with me. Like, you know, yes. It's yeah. just...
Well, it's just being like, here's all my childhood trauma. Yeah.
And so trauma. Has there ever been a time where you're like, uh-oh, too much. I've shared too much of me. The world now owns my innermost thoughts and I can't pull it back.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And it's mostly stuff with the kids. I mean, I think there have been times... And now I think it's different. Yeah. When I first started out and I was just tweeting into oblivion, it didn't feel like there were consequences for my actions. One, Twitter, it was a different world and you could say
sure.
anything. And actually,
yeah. sure.
the more sort of brazen you were, mm-hmm. the more you were rewarded for it.
100%.
As a woman, especially. And so I would just say like fucking anything, you know, and people, even girlfriends around me would, you know, bitch about stuff and I'd be like, oh, there's a tweet in that, you know, and mm-hmm. just like shoot it off. Because nobody was listening. And then all of a sudden, I felt like there was this shift where I couldn't get away with as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it did start to sort of take a toll when, you know, after I feel like after, well, first I was like, I got in so much trouble because I was posting about, you know, Sid's birth and, you know, what that was, that whole
you
journey.
Got in
now
trouble?
Everybody does it. But at the time it was like on GMA, it's like, oversharing. Can you believe
go yourself?
She just showed herself getting an epidural. You know what I mean? But back then,
I love
nobody
imagined
that.
Yeah,
it
right.
was like,
right.
and so then my response, because I was like indignant about it, and also in the throes of my postpartum haze, I posted a picture of my placenta, which was like the most grotesque thing you'd ever seen. And I remember writing, I don't know if this is oversharing, but I think my placenta looks really young and hot in this photo.
Oh my God.
And it was like, just like Howie Mandel, who was actually my doctor's name, holding this like bloody blob of a placenta.
Ew.
And yeah, so like at that point I was like, fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then when real things started to happen with the kids, you know, there have been times where I'm like, I regret putting that out there. Mm-hmm. I regret that, like, when you Google me, you can find out that I dropped Sid mm-hmm. on his head. You know, like, that really kills me because it's so, I have so much guilt about it. We were playing and he fell in the kitchen and he fractured his skull. And it was a really scary two and a half days for me. And like so traumatic. And at the time I'm like, I want to share this because I feel like if I only share the good things that I'm lying to people mm-hmm. and I want other moms to know that like, I am going through this shit. You might be too.
Yeah.
But for me, it like took, I don't know. I just hate seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things now where I'm like, oh, I don't want to share that. But I'll
but
tell you
God.
Actually fun stuff.
Okay.
Weird stuff that's
well,
not
but thank God you are sharing because, I mean, it's like, I'm so sorry for you that sucks and that, like, that you have to relive that trauma every time you're like, what did my picture look like on the red carpet tonight? You know, like,
dropped her son on his head.
Like, that fucking sucks, but also, yes. like, thank God for people like you, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
because it is happening to everybody and nobody's talking about it.
Like, the amount of people having kids and, like, fucking them up somehow and
yes.
being like, they have to act like they're not. You can't tell your parents. The grandmas and grandpas will be mad.
Yeah.
Your friends are going to, everyone's judging you. So
everyone's
I love that for
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. I had a miscarriage during the quarantine. Nobody knows that. Mm. But I didn't care. I mean, I know that sounds terrible, but mm-hmm. I have two healthy kids. Mm-hmm. And it was this thing called a blighted ovum where
where there's like nothing in the sack. So I was just like a psychopath and nauseous for maybe, I don't know, a month. And then at the we had to fly back and we had to like go, you know, do, I had to have a DNC during the pandemic in New York, which was gnarly. But I'm like, I don't need to share, you know, there were so many people at the time sharing these crazy, harrowing stories of miscarriage and losing actual babies. And I'm like, I don't need to like put that in the world. It just doesn't even...
I think that's the thing, though. It's like, I feel like we're kind of going back into like the middle where everybody felt like they had to share every part of their life, like the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah. But like, you don't have to. You can choose to decide what you want to put out there, and whatever it is fine.
Right.
Because people will connect with it, but it's also nobody's fucking right. Or like, not everybody.
Well, and now I also feel very guilty about one of the topics I wanted to talk to you about.
Don't, because I don't care. I mean,
she doesn't actually feel
guilty. If I were actually in a room with people, I would say everything. You know, it's just, it's only about,
right.
Sometimes this clickbait just gets out of control these days.
Well, this is clicky. So when you Google you, the thing that came up for me was Jenny and Jason are having more sex in quarantine.
Oh, that was a funny one.
It's brought us closer. And I was like, everyone I know got divorced. I could not hate Chris Knight more in quarantine.
Hysterical.
Like, if I hear your voice one more time on a goddamn Zoom from the other room, it is over. Did you really have more sex?
Well, I was having I was having not a lot of sex
before. So the up was like,
so it was like it was a tick up for me, which means like maybe I was having sex once a month.
Yeah.
Versus like, don't touch me. Don't come near me.
Okay. You know what? I like this.
I'm a workaholic, you know? So for me, like, I don't think about physical touch. And, you know, on my podcast, I talk about love languages, like the five love languages. How do you show love? How do you receive love? Yeah. And Jason always says, like, he's like, physical touch is one, Jenny. It really is. And it's the one I always forget when I'm interviewing people. I'm like, there's a fifth.
Like, I can't remember.
But
what
for
it
me,
is.
I don't think to like touch other humans except my children who I want to like swallow whole.
Right. Well,
so yeah, I did actually like get around to having sex because Jason had me trapped in a house. I'm like, oh. And I probably got pregnant like the one time I had sex.
Well, this is what I'm like. I was like, damn, because I was a little bit like, oh, really? Like, I'm happy you share everything, but like, I didn't need the good stuff. Like, just
oh my God,
do the
that's
other stuff.
Funny.
But now I feel bad because you had.
No. Oh my God, don't feel bad. No. Thank God I don't have a third kid, you guys. Like, thank God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I would really be.
Do you want more children?
No.
Okay. You're done.
I'm so done.
Do you ever watch the celebrity like world and think, why are people not tying the tubes? Like, I just saw there was, like, some article about some...
They don't really tie... It's more of a vasectomy these days.
Are the tubes for the ladies that tie? Okay, the vasectomy. But I'm like, if you are cheating on your wife that actively and having that much sex with people you're not supposed to, like, I would get a vasectomy.
Absolutely.
You don't want to have
well, because their wives probably want more kids.
And also men are stupid.
Like, they are stupid.
What about in New York when I was pregnant with Laszlo? I was like, you're going to tie my tubes when you take him out.
Yeah.
And Jason flipped out and was like, we need to have a conversation about this. And it ended in me like pregnant, jumping from a moving cab, being like, it's my body. No. So
oh shit.
Honestly, valid.
Oh, no. I mean, valid. Like, I don't know. Don't make that decision yet. You're pregnant. You don't know necessarily. I don't know.
But here's the advice my mom gave. She said, never tie your tubes. Have your husband do the vasectomy because if he ever leaves you, then the chances of him procreating with someone else and you having to have half siblings with some like monster stepmother.
That's true.
And share, you know, whatever's left of their money with like some other demon children that weren't hers.
That's true. I
like that, Becca. That's Becca Tobin in a nutshell for you.
My mom's a lawyer. She's like, we're going to think ahead. We're going to problem solve and troubleshoot.
Becca, look on the dark side Tobin here at Lady Gang.
But I also like the idea because my OB was like, well, it lowers your risk for, I think, ovarian cancer.
Really?
Yeah. And at that point, I'm like, what else can you take out?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like one of those watermelons they use to put a fruit salad in.
Yeah, just scoop it all
just empty.
Out.
Yeah.
But like, do I really need two kidneys? Like, someone needs this.
Yes.
Let's just, you know.
What other odds can I like,
I agree.
Just
beat? Speaking of shit, I wrote a note on my notes here. Famous guy, free shit. So I saw something that you had written and you were like, it's bullshit because Jason gets so much free stuff.
Mm. Yes.
And like, I don't get the free stuff, but I feel like that has changed.
Yes, that was at the beginning of our relationship. I really resented Jason's fame on every level when I first met him.
I love that.
It was like the thing that I hated the most about him because, first of all, I was like 26 years, 27 years old, and I went from feeling like when I walked into a room, I was feeling hot to like nobody saw me. I was invisible. I was just Jason Biggs's plus one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening to my life? It also, like, when you're a workaholic and when you have ambition and drive and maybe those things like haven't come to fruition yet for you, the things that you want, being with somebody famous is the worst thing you could do to yourself because you're tortured on a daily basis. You, all you do is compare yourself to where they're at. It was horrible. He got so much free shit and just better treatment in general. I mean, he would go to nail salons and they're like, would you like a seat? Here, how about here? You want a free massage? I mean, it's just anything you could imagine. And I'm like,
he is he's one of those celebrities too that will always be recognized.
Yes.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Because it was during that time before, like, there were social media and all, like, the bullshitty, like, fake celebrities. Yeah. Like, that's
it's
a celebrity.
Like real movie stars. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I have a question for you, and I pre-gamed this with Jack. You were not here yet. Is it ever weird when you're having sex, and then do you ever picture the pie scene from the movie?
And, like, I'm sure she's never been asked this before.
Have you been asked this before?
I've never been asked this, actually. Really, I haven't. I don't know. You know, I didn't see the movies until I was married to him.
Oh my God.
Because I was like a theater major. I'm like, ugh, lowbrow. You know? I didn't have any interest. And then one day he's like, you should watch it because like it did pay for our house.
They're incredible.
You're like, it's what I'm known for. I know who Jason was. I was like, Jason Biggs, you know, because the reason we got set up was this producer.
Oh, it was a setup.
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
It was a blind date. We were both auditioning for this Kate Hudson movie, My Best Friend's Girl, and a guy who repped
Wait,
the writer.
Wait, did you get that?
I was in it. Yes.
Yeah.
At the time,
good
I
job.
Wasn't. No, but I was trying to get the Lizzie Kaplan role.
Oh.
And at the time, the guy who repped the writer was trying to date my sister, so he was just a manager, but he happened to have some clout, I guess. He had access to the audition tapes and he said, do you want to see the girls that you're up against? And like, I mean, as you guys know, like that
Amazing.
Never happens
no,
in
never.
Hollywood.
No.
It's the only time it's ever happened. And I'm just thinking like, yeah, do I ever like send
that
me the codes?
My dream.
Right? So I'm watching these girls and it was a small circle of us at that point. You know, I knew pretty much who I was up against.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's just see what this bitch can do. You know what I mean? And watching it, and it was so revelatory because you're like, oh, she's doing nothing that different. And but then it starts to dawn on you like how arbitrary Hollywood is. And you're wait, I thought that they would be like going in and giving like a Meryl Streep performance.
Sure. Yeah. No.
And that really was annoying. But then he said, there's two guys we're choosing between. One is Jason Biggs and one is this other guy. Who do you think did a better read? And before I even watched the tapes, I was like, Jason Biggs. He's like famous. I'm not famous. Like, of course, I obviously am rooting for the underdog.
Yeah.
Because I'm just projecting all over it. And then I watched the tapes, and Jason gave, I still say, arguably one of the best performances of his career.
Oh my God.
His audition was like better than it even was in the movie. And I'm like, oh my God,
it's him.
Stand corrected. You know, he's actually quite talented. And I might be in love with him, but, you need to give it to him. So then a few weeks went by, we had both gone back in for like the director and what, I still knew nothing.
Yeah.
But then my sister called and she said, would you go out on a double date with Jason and me and Doug? And at the time I'm like, I don't want to date an actor, but I do want to be in that movie.
Oh yeah.
And Sam's like, it's free sushi. Okay. I'm in.
Oh, that's incredible.
I love that.
Yeah, and then we both went. We kind of we like went on one date, but I'm like, he's not the one. You know, I was like, he's sweet, but no.
Yeah.
Again, because I was like annoyed that he was famous.
Right.
I didn't want to be with him. And then
that's why.
So then he gets the job. He got the role in the movie. I went back to hating him, of course, because I hadn't heard. And then I found out I was doing the film too. We were in Boston together for 3 months. And married.
Is that when
9 months
found
later?
Holy shit.
Then it went really fast.
Yeah. Once you said yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird.
That's so cool.
It's so fucking cute.
It is cute.
But, you know, it was a wild time. We were, like, definitely not in the place to be making life choices.
So you're like, you know what? Let's get married.
Yeah, let's just fucking get married.
So I know we all feel like we are on all the time. Life is getting busier. There's sports, there's events, there's weddings, there's all of these responsibilities. And sometimes you just need to hit reset. And I did it this past weekend at an outdoor bar with live music here in Austin. It was a beautiful day. And I just really was craving a frosty beer. So I did our sponsor, Coors Light. So when you need to hit reset, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is perfect for a moment to unwind. When you crack open that Coors Light, you're sending the message to yourself, to the world, I'm ready to chill. Let's turn it off. We love it so much. If you need to take a second for yourself, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/lady. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Enjoy.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Brooklinen. I got Brooklinen sheets on all of my beds and people are always asking me, oh my God, why is this bed so comfortable? And I'm like, Brooklinen, heathered cashmere sheets, the one, the only. I love them so much and I'm obsessed with getting the right sleep. And we could all use a little more sleep. So make sleep the best it can be with your Brooklinen sheets. This is what's really, really cool. And the reason why Brooklinen sheets are such a high quality and so affordable is that they work directly with suppliers. Brooklinen cuts out the markups and passes through those savings right to the customers. You don't have to scour the web for the best deal. You can just get them. And if you need an extra nudge, check out the 5-star reviews, over 100,000 of them, mine included. You heard that right. They have 100,000 5-star reviews. And for a limited time, Brooklinen is offering a free gift with purchase. And if you miss out, you can use promo code LADY20 anytime for $20 off your purchase of $100 or more at brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code LADY20. Head to brooklinen.com for your free gift with purchase today.
So I am obsessed with the decorating process when it comes to my house and all the rooms in it. But now that I'm done, I have a little itch that I want to scratch. And that's what I do with one of our sponsors, Redecor. So it's this amazing mobile game and it's all about interior decorating. So it's an amazing creative outlet that lets your imagination run wild, experiment with different colors, materials, and textures as you design room after room. I really do love sitting there and playing Redecor. So it's a home design app and mobile game in one. It's a place to play, explore designs, find inspiration, and connect with others who share your passion for home decor. So they've got style guides with tips, tricks, and advice for decorating. The graphics are very realistic and detailed. You really just need to go over there and check it out. And you can also enter design challenges and let other players be the judge. It's all a lot of fun. Practice your interior design skills and express your creativity with Redecor. Download Redecor for free on the App Store or Google Play Store. That's Redecor on the App Store or Google Play Store. Happy designing.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
Tell me about City of Likes.
Oh my God.
Because we can't read it.
Yes.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah. So wait, this is your first.
It's my first novel.
Your first novel.
And it took me 3 years to write.
Wow. Wow.
I thought I was going to, you know, I remember going into this agent in New York and he sat me down and he's like, well, your last two books did okay. And I was like, whoa, what do you mean they did okay? He's like, yeah. I said, you know, I made the Times list. He's like, so he's like, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh.
He's, and I said, oh, okay. He's like, well, so do you want to know, do you want to tell me what you want to do next? Or do you want me to tell you what I think you should do?
Oh, oh wow.
I mean, but he's like a big agent. So yeah. I kind of felt like, all right.
He's an expert. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me what
you're
you
like,
think.
Honestly, tell me. Best. I'll do
tell,
that.
Yeah. Tell me what you think I should do. And he said, I think you have a voice for fiction. I think you should try to write fiction. Damn. And I left just reeling. I mean, I didn't think I was like, oh, that guy's f-ing. I mean, I don't even know what that meeting was about. And I left and I thought about it and I went and I wrote the proposal for what I thought would be a third memoir.
Yeah.
And I was so bored by it because I was writing for Parents Magazine at the time. I was doing a lot of mom stuff.
Yeah.
And it just didn't, it wasn't getting at like the core of what I wanted to talk about, which was this idea of if you're trying to show people what a good mom you are on Instagram and you're trying to prove to the world like how good you are at this, how good are you really? And that just was stuck in my head and I couldn't let go of it. And I knew that I wanted to talk about this weird world of influencing that like I had suddenly found myself in and just like
the dark side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the addiction that's like so inherent. And mm-hmm. so that was kind of the beginning of the novel. Mm. And so I kind of just, I went for it and it sucked for a while. It wasn't good. I didn't know how to like really tell the story correctly because I had never had to write something so long.
Yeah. Like, I mean, how do you do that?
It that's was so hard.
I mean, honestly, we balled out on our next book. We were like, we barely wrote it.
Oh my God. Yes.
We're like, let's write a couple short essays. Yes. Call it a day.
Totally. When you're used to writing short format,
it's so easy.
I don't know. Oh. Yeah. Writing a novel seems so fucking hard.
I had severe anxiety watching you go places to write on Instagram because I just was like,
so much pressure.
I could never, like, I would have probably been institutionalized if I had the responsibility to write a novel. Mm-hmm.
And nobody was really watching me. I wish I had somebody saying, like, Jenny, you better turn this in.
Right.
Because I had to write it before I could sell it.
Yeah.
Which holy my other two shit. Books I sold on...
Based on your following and whatever.
Pitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had to write it before I sold it. And literally, you guys, I put it out for submission probably 2 years ago and pulled the submission because it wasn't ready.
Oh my gosh.
And that was like a whole like hell. And I mean, the whole journey has been so daunting. It's been the child that I've been like pregnant with for.
See, that's why you don't need another one.
I'm never going to have this baby. No, I don't need another. This is my third kid.
Will you ever say who the characters in your book are like loosely based on?
I think you'll be able to tell.
Great.
Oh, shit.
So excited.
Okay, cute. Then you also sold the TV series.
Yes. Yeah, so I gave Sony...
How fucking rat. Can we just
chapters.
Like... Hold on. Just take that for a moment. Just like...
Oh, my God.
Let that sizzle.
Are you Tony Robbins?
Yes, I am. Cole Walker. I didn't go to the Tony Robbins and come back to the Lady Gang being like, I walked on Cole's. That's you.
That's so funny.
Like, live that like... You said you struggled with it and like didn't think it was good. And now here you are like, just, I hope that you.
Yes. Oh, amazing.
Are you able to.
A little bit. I mean, it is sort of like, I think I've always been driven by just failure.
Yeah.
Failure drives me. Mm-hmm. And the more people tell me no, just the more I kind of like bear mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. I can't accept defeat.
You are Kelty. Did that resonate really hard with you?
Yeah. And now I'm going to write that.
Kelty, I can't take it. It's like I'll just come at it.
People are like, you look like a horse on television. Your face is, your forehead is way too big. And then I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? Slick my hair back, bitches.
Yes, I
you
love
haven't
you.
Seen a forehead
I love
that is
this.
9 inches long yet.
Meanwhile, Jack and I read
that.
One bad thing about ourselves, and I'm like, going to crawl
into
a ditch
hole.
And die.
Yeah, I'm like, I actually think I'm done
and
with the whole of entertainment. Industry.
Or oh God, if I get a so job offer that's like, if the tone of voice from my agents isn't excited enough, I'm usually like, oh, you don't think I deserve this either. That's so crazy. I'm gonna bow out.
And you're I'm like, I should quit.
That's so interesting.
And I'm like, here's my Emmys that I won. They're daytime TV Emmys, but yes, I will still call myself an Emmy. And one of them is in the drawer upstairs because there's not enough room on my
I love
with
this.
The book that I wrote.
I just love
this.
It's so foreign to be that type of person.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty
to
crazy.
Be fueled
I fucking love being fueled by failure.
Oh my God.
What were your parents like? Did they love you?
No, you just read this.
No, I think, and I had dyslexia as a kid and I always felt like I wasn't smart and I felt like I couldn't do it. And I just felt like everything was always a struggle. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like hearing no doesn't faze me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also being an actress for as many years as I was an actress, I just feel like, like I'm the best at a job interview because I'm like, there's nothing you can do. You can't hurt me. I've been like carved out and getting run over by like a million cars. There's like nothing to be done at this point. 100%. I'm just going to keep going.
It's kind of a sweet way to live though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, but like you guys come on the side. Because,
no, I
like,
mean, it must be nice.
You know, you're just
I would love to wake
bring
up
it.
One day and be able to be that way.
Bring it.
But I'm not.
You don't like this podcast? Cool. Fuck you.
You. You know? Exactly.
She I'm loves- like, then you have terrible taste. I don't know what to tell
you. Yeah, you really do. Our reviews on iTunes and it's like being awful. All people think we are is vapid. They're not wrong, but yeah. I don't want to be reminded of that constantly. Loves it.
Oh, that
well,
is
no, because like, you think yeah, I am.
You think you're pretty great.
Like, I am great.
You're welcome. So I won't read reviews. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a difference.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for punishment. Well, I also do learn from it. I have to say.
She
like,
takes yeah. a note.
I do. I like to take a note. So I was a Rockette many years ago.
Okay.
And they would come before, like if you did 6 shows a day at Radio City, they'd come with like the legal pad of notes and be like, Kelty, your eyes were not looking at the mezzanine during the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh my God.
In Act 1. Like, you know, so you like, stupid. Whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, I'm really good at taking note. When these girls are like, please don't take a painkiller and then write a business email. I'm like, okay, I won't ever do that again. Uh-huh. You know, like you have to live your life. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. This is not about me. This is about you, Jenny.
Is it?
But I am curious, like, why? Because I don't meet a lot of people that have this.
You guys have it.
Yeah.
I know why mine. I can unpack mine.
I know.
So my brother's bipolar.
Okay.
And he was not diagnosed until his 20s. So I lived my whole life with an older brother who is just fucking awful.
Okay.
Like, mean. Like, I had to hide in my closet. Like, and my brother was so catatonic. Like, there was just so much going on that the only way that I could get love from the people around me and my parents was by being perfect.
And
achieving. So, like, the only time...
Were you anorexic? I know it's, like, a weird thing to
ask. I know.
Ask,
no. I mean,
she has
I have, like, a deep food thing.
Yes.
Like,
Tell her about your Bachelor interview. She was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I was on The Bachelor. I got kicked off on like the second night, which is...
She has the most iconic exit of all time.
I mean, I was
she's
iconic.
The camera. She spent 5 minutes with Brad Womack and she's fucking losing her mind.
It's fucking amazing. And I have a hair chain. Oh, do you remember when people were wearing like chain headbands? Like it was kind of a thing where they would like hang down. Show one shoulder.
She's like, I think I said something to him that was offensive.
Wait,
he did.
What? Did he ever tell you what happened?
It was about his tie.
It was about his tie. Yeah, because it was lilac purple. Who the fuck wears a lilac purple tie when you're trying to seduce women? Just saying.
Oh,
no
my
one.
God.
Anyway, long story short.
No,
when I went on
The Bachelor,
yeah. they did this psychology test where they like lock you in the Sheraton LAX for like 5 days and they test you. And this woman was like,
and they give you Valtrex, right?
Yeah.
They can't have a cold sore.
This woman is like, this woman's like, this is just so wild. You know, in all of my years of being a psychologist, old as fuck, she's like, I've never seen anyone that cares about food less than you. And I was like, I have trained myself so deeply to not.
Yeah, that goes deep.
Interesting.
She has a relationship with food that is the most unique of anybody. It's
when what is this? Food doesn't equal love to you?
No. Food is like, you got to survive.
She
really,
but she's to live.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's not even like she doesn't nourish her at all. She doesn't care.
Like she'll eat like a Snickers and a Klondike and a Diet Coke and binge on that and then nothing.
Can't believe I'm alive right now, Jenny.
That's fascinating. But then you do care because you get the colonics.
Because I'm always on a journey. I'm always on a journey to like get it together.
She's extreme.
She also can't have fun. Like everything is like doing something that's going to like further her.
Yeah. Do you have fun? Let's turn this around. This is not the Kelty Knight podcast.
No.
Do you have fun?
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's,
it is hard.
I'm a three. God. I'm a three enneagram.
Me too. I have the sacred enneagram
Thank
right
you.
Above you.
You understand. So, I mean, do
there's
I need
nothing
to even
that's
say
fun.
Anymore, do you?
Yeah. When's the last time that you fully belly laughed and it wasn't an achievement?
So I belly laughed. I was actually just rereading Casey Rose Wilson, her book.
Yes.
And I was on the plane actually coming here. And she said that her kid wanted to play make believe with her. And he's like, I'm going to pretend that I just collected all of your Amazon packages at the door. And I'm going to pretend that I can hold them all because I mean, I don't know. You order so many. Who knows if I can actually. She's like, wait, he's pretending to act to hold my like fake Amazon packages. Like, what am I raising this kid to be? And that. That kind of
like
just
set you over
me.
The edge.
I had to send Jason a screen grab because Jason's an Amazon whore. So,
oh my God,
I wanted him to see that.
That's my husband.
But that did kill me. But that was, you know, but no, to act. And I was reading it because I'm interviewing her. So
it was work.
Yeah.
Shit.
I know.
It's dark for us.
I see you. It's so hard.
Let's talk about the podcast before we wrap. Third Wheel Podcast.
Yes.
So you have been approached for years about doing something, and now this is finally it.
Yeah, so Jason and I thought about doing something together for a long time. We did a serious show on Radio Andy that just basically, there was no format, you guys.
No.
It was just me and Jason would get into a fight weekly on air.
That is the format,
so
baby.
Fucking weird.
finally they came.
Was it like, were you like, today we're going to talk about artichokes, and then you'd fight about it, or just your random shit just unpacking?
Jason's like, what are we going to do today? Because Jason always, since I'm the writer of the, like,
he's like, babe, like, what's planned?
What did you come up with? And I'm like, today we're going to talk to this girl, shut the kale up. I just want to know, like, what her life is like. Someone I follow on Instagram. Oh, and then we'd get into, like, this massive fight. He'd say something, I'd say something. And then by the end of it, I think Andy called us and was like, maybe you guys should just do once a month. And Jason's like, fuck that. You know, because Jason's still, you know, because Jason had this, like, crazy, has had this crazy, like,
right,
career.
He's like,
path.
You don't fucking once a month.
I know, once a month.
Like a slow fill.
Fuck yourself, like, Andy Cohen.
Welcome to the dark side.
Exactly. Exactly.
But he's transferring over to more serious stuff now, right?
Yeah, I just saw this movie he did the other day that was so heavy.
I saw something of him. He was like in a trench coat, and I was like, I'm sorry.
And it was,
I don't know this man.
Yes.
What is it? Is he on CSI right now?
It's like a crime
show.
I love how you don't know.
Amazing.
She literally turned around her friend.
My friend Allie. I was like, is he on CSI? I get annoyed because, like, when you have an actor husband, the benefit is, like, most of the time they're free to be your assistant. He's one of those actors that, like, doesn't know what to do with himself when he's not, like, being told what to do by a director.
He's on CSI Miami?
I don't think so. Is he?
I don't know.
Maybe, guys.
I'm like three tequilas.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay,
so, you're, but anyway, when he's not around, I know he's wearing a trench coat.
Then he's working on something, and then I get
he
mad.
Runs your errands for you?
Oh my God, like, he drove me to the airport this morning, you guys.
I saw the text.
He's like,
what? His call? He texted on Instagram. His call was 10 a.m., and he was like, baby, I'll take you. My call's not till 10.
Oh, what a guy.
Love for someone to take you. Were you at LAX?
Thank God he's not a 3-anagram. Can you imagine?
What is he?
9.
He's like a 7 or
a 6. Oh, Jack's a 7.
I'm a 7.
Yeah, he's like
Becca's
such
a 3, but she doesn't feel it.
Yeah,
interesting. She's like a dark 3.
My
interesting.
Are you a cusp? So
are you a 3 cusp? Are you a 3 cusp?
I don't actually know where I fall. Do we know?
Cusps?
Did we find that out?
I don't know. You can be kind of
my
cusp.
A wing.
They have
a
wing. Yeah.
My madness is all internalized.
Yeah, like, she's like happening a 3 in inside, but she'll never tell you about it.
Got it. Interesting.
She wants all the things I want, but she's like too cool to tell you.
Incorrect. I don't want. Your pursuit for fame is
unmatchable.
Unmatched.
You guys, it's so good. This will have happened. This will have been. Your, wait, are you going
where
to the women?
Where were you when I lived in LA?
Are you going to Jenny? Are you going to Women in Entertainment next week? Are you in town for this?
No,
the Hollywood Reporter.
I'm going to Austria.
Okay.
Oh my God,
Jenny.
Nice.
One of my best friends is the catering director at Hyatt Century City.
I'm dying.
Stop.
Already.
Stop
and
it.
He was like.
What is happening?
He was like, do you want to come? He's like, oh, I'm doing the Hollywood Reporter, Women in Entertainment. And I was like, bitch, can you get me in? And he called the Hollywood Reporter. He was like, I would like my friend to be at my table. Because, you know, the Hyatt gets one table at every event. The Golden Globes or whatever. So I'm
going to
walk the red carpet like the fucking Hollywood Reporter invited me. I'm probably going to rent something from Albright. It might be Gucci. I'm going to look so amazing. And they're going to be like,
unbelievable.
How did she get in here?
And then they'll be like,
oh my God.
Mindy Kaling? Jennifer Aniston?
Is that
Kelsey
you?
Knight? And I'm going to be like,
no shame.
Are you going to sit at the catering table?
I'm going to sit at the fucking Hyatt table and be like, Jen, great job. You were great on the morning show. Like, I don't give a.
I love this. I
thought you might be there.
That's amazing.
You'd probably get really invited,
I'm actually
though.
Doing the catering.
You're like, but I'm also doing the Prolon Fest next week so that I'm not even going to be able to eat the catering.
You're doing Prolon next
my
week
God.
Again.
Prolon.
It's awful. Anyway, okay, Jenny.
No, Jenny is who can write you. We've always said that if there's someone who could encapsulate her, like it would be the most incredible character you've ever seen in your life.
I need to write you.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to be best friends.
I need to write you in this show that you can star in.
Yes.
I'm a terrible actress.
She's a terrible actress.
In
what?
Fact,
how is this possible?
Jenny, this is not about me. But okay, on the Thanksgiving Day parade that I host on CBS this week, I really want to be Roxy Hart on Broadway. So I made the director record me sitting in my parade outfit singing Roxy Hart to send to the director.
Oh, I have
the video.
Can I have this the video before I leave?
I am
she has
blown
sent,
away.
You're like next level. But I actually need this to happen because I.
Honestly, we will be so rich.
Well, I
you
try to.
So rich.
I try to describe Kelsey like as a person. And I'm like, she's so unbelievable that you just like can't do it. She's this biggest special snowflake that like.
Okay. But you'd have to get the most incredible actress that you've ever like. It has to be like a Meryl Streep because it has to be performed perfectly. Like, you are very tough.
Well,
see, look at this. You know what's going on
see,
in my
like,
head.
Did you expect that turn? I didn't.
That was a turn we didn't see coming.
Okay, wait. So, wait. So, City of Likes. I'm back to you. What's the show about?
This is Kelty's favorite podcast, though.
The show?
I mean, is this my new demo reel? Yes.
Well, the show
I haven't freaking,
started.
Are you freaked the fuck out?
About the show? No.
You're
the thing for me is this.
Who's writing it?
Me. But the thing for me is this, guys. Like, I don't come from the book world. I came from LA, right? So, like, I came from, like, the TV film side. And so I don't believe anything mm-hmm. is ever real in right. LA. It doesn't matter. Like, so they said I'm going to have a show. That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That you could never see. For me, I like it that it... For me, honestly, and you'll relate to this, okay. The win is just having it in Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Babe.
Like, the win is making everyone else
Babe.
See it and think
Babe.
That it's happening. You're
who
like,
cares?
Who cares? Happen?
Babe.
I don't care.
Oh.
This is crazy.
Talk about it.
This is insane. Which one? What? What? Like, there's
doesn't
so many.
Even matter. I am working on a show right now. The episode just came out.
Yes.
I'm working on a show. I sold the show to CBS, but nobody knows about it.
Okay.
Because they fired me, and then I went back and sold a show to them because I'm that spiteful.
I love
and,
that.
So anyway, I sold a show to them, but like literally they're like, what's the show? And like everyone's like, what's the set look like? What's the font? Like, who are we booking? And I'm like, mm-hmm. meh, 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 through the Zoom. I'm like, when are we announcing?
Right.
Like, when That's can my headshot win. Be on Variety that I can... clip and put on Instagram.
Yes, totally.
Oh my God.
That's I'm like,
the
if the show ever goes, fine.
Because
like, can I get a f***ing article in Variety?
Thank you. Because you know that how ephemeral this world is.
Yeah,
like,
it's so stupid, Jenny.
Stuff isn't real.
But then why does that get you guys? Like, that's my question. Like, no, but then why
Becca's
is that?
Becca gets a new show on Disney Plus, like a massive series. And she's like, oh, here it is. Like one Instagram story? I'm like,
and
excuse
that
me, that's what, a
me.
Whole month of content.
Oh my God.
Mind that
there's
shit.
There's the wide, there's okay, the close. Like, how the
we collecting accomplishments. We love
like,
it.
Like, how the do you didn't do the full page grab, the close up, the just you,
because
the highlight of your name in the article? Like, this was at
oh,
least six stories.
My God.
Insane.
But that, don't you feel that way about books? Because for me, that's why I want, that's how, why I went to books, because I felt like nobody can change this.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I wanted to say. I'm the master of my own universe. I'm directing every scene in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing every role because I'm literally providing the dialogue. And so, and now it's just this tangible, concrete realization of like what was in my head. The TV show will never be that for me. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it does become something and like, mm-hmm. God, you know how that is.
Yeah.
Probably won't.
Nope. But, don't say that.
But I don't even
when
care.
When it does.
Because I'm not invested when in it, which feels also like such power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when I sit on those, like when I sold the first show to ABC, and I remember Jamie Tarsus, who loved Jamie Tarsus. Jamie was like a mega female producer in Hollywood, and she passed away this year.
Oh,
so sad. But she's legend. And I'll never forget when Jamie called me and said, Jenny, the show isn't going to go. And Jamie was like, you could feel that she was so disappointed. And I'm like, okay, bye. You know, because for me, I was like, I already have the win. I already have the book. Like,
yeah.
You guys can't take that away from me. And unlike with acting, I don't have to watch somebody else do that role. For mm-hmm. me, I'm like, you'll never have my material.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I don't know. Do you feel that way with your books? Does it or no?
Well, here's where you guys are different. Kelty is
a scam.
No.
I have no actual talent.
No.
You are full of talent.
Rockette. I mean,
she's not a good dancer.
No.
Stop it.
She has tenacity. I had the right body. Like, I had the right body. Like, I have the right torso to leg ratio, but like, I was literally a Rockette, and on the God mic, Linda Haberman, bless your soul, would come on and she'd be like, you know, there's a pickup in that time step wing. Like, you
Stop.
Know, when you do a wing and tap, you're supposed to wing back in.
Okay.
I was just like, burr, burr, burr.
She just was like, on the surface, it looks like I'm a Rockette.
Yeah.
I was the worst Rockette.
Stop.
I was the worst.
Stop it.
Rockette.
She just worked really f***ing hard.
Being wore that bodysuit, bitch, that yellow crushed velvet bodysuit. Like, you were telling me I was not
this job.
Oh my Four God. Auditions Wait, later.
I feel like when you and I auditioned with each other a lot in New York, like in our past
Oh, Jenny
life,
will love this story.
This is incredible. It sounds like something. Maybe Jenny.
Honestly, this is an episode of The Kelty Show.
I know.
Don't call it The Kelty Show, but call it like something else.
She's okay. telling our editor right now, don't call it The Kelty
Show.
Oh
my God.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm telling like okay. the people listening.
Okay, so Kelty and I used to audition against each other in New York.
All the time.
All the time.
Becca's so fucking talented, it's annoying.
No.
Oh my God, that's... So what kind of auditions?
Musical
for Broadway.
Broadway.
Oh, okay, whoa.
So we were going in for Legally Blonde when it was on Broadway.
Okay.
Going in for like one of the first replacement roles. And we all danced and she's in a short.
And a bite of a Klondike.
The worst hair extensions that you've... ever seen in
pulling
your
it,
life.
Pulling I need it up a, for I need you, Jenny. Pulling it up for
but
you.
But the most, in that room, you would have thought she was like J-Lo and we were the backup dancers. Like the energy she brought into the room was so aggressive and I was like, I don't know her, but she is she's insane. She Whoa. Goes in front of me. She makes it through all the dance cuts and then down to like 10 of us. Mm-hmm. And we go one at a time into the room and sing like 16 bars of a poppy or a musical theater song.
Yeah.
So everybody has their songs. Like some people do like Kelly Clarkson and some people right. do like Carrie Underwood. Kelty goes in. And
I just want you to like take this for a moment.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding?
She's showing her a picture.
Oh my
of Kelty
God.
Circa 2000.
With a box dyed hair and
that
a
is bleach
and Namie's extension,
hair.
Baby. The hair was only this long, but she was down to the tit. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh
so
my God.
She goes in the room and all these girls can sing. If you're auditioning to be on Broadway mm-hmm, in a yeah. musical, like you'd think someone who doesn't sing or carry a tune would be like, you know what? This maybe not. It's
this
not
is
for
not
me.
My thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should just be the Nick City dancer and live my life and be right. cute. Well, she went in that room and the walls are paper thin, and everyone just stops in their tracks, and no. all you hear coming from the room is, "Hey, Mickey, you're so fine," but she has replaced the name Mickey with the director of the play's
no.
name.
No,
hey, Jerry, you're so fine. You're so fine. Jerry Mitchell. And
no.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And every single person is standing outside and they're like, I don't know
what to do now.
What the f*** to do? And then she walks out of the room, the most confident thing you've ever seen.
It knocked it out of the park.
And she's like, I nailed it.
But meanwhile, in that audition,
I love you.
Jerry stopped. Now I'm two tequilas in. Jerry stopped me and he goes, Kelty, 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 Kelty. He goes, thank God you're so pretty. It's not for you.
Stop it.
And yeah. then I walked out, but I didn't want those bitches to know that I got cut.
I crushed it.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Listen,
Shame
I am
knows no
Jenny. We have been waiting to fucking sit in a room with you. Can I just
I have
say
been
that?
Waiting to sit in a room with you guys.
You're an icon. The famous honestly, I didn't know about, I mean, sure, I watched a movie in the 90s, but like you're Jenny, like I fucking love your books.
Oh,
you're
so
incredible.
Sweet.
Jack drove from Venice.
That's
you know,
so
she was like,
real.
I won't fucking miss this.
I actually am missing my fifth wedding anniversary.
Yep. She stayed in
you
town.
Guys,
stayed in town.
We just
I am so beyond
you're
grateful,
rad and
flattered,
what
humbled.
You,
That's well, so amazing.
What you have done with your persona, I know it's like heartbreaking in some ways, but has been so freeing.
Ugh. Thank you.
For the human beings of the planet.
For the human beings of the planet.
No,
that was so
because,
sweet.
Listen,
no.
everyone is being like, I just drink water.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Well, it's, and I think yeah. what it is too is the litmus test for me is if
yes.
my sister and I
yes.
agree on hating the same person. So mm, we'll yes. be, we'll discover someone on Instagram and be like, this, she seems cool and her brand is cool, but inevitably, you end
she
up.
She starts to grate.
Yes.
Grating.
Yes.
Grating. I've never muted you. I've never,
never been muted.
And my sister and I both, like, when I told her I was coming here, she was like, that's the most exciting person you've had this whole time.
And I promise
so
you,
flattered.
Our girls will fucking love you way more than if we ever had.
We could
J-Lo,
literally.
Jennifer Aniston on.
I mean. Okay. Yes. But, like, I just love your realism. I think
That's
you're just
so
amazing.
Sweet, yeah.
So listen, we are going to get behind City of Likes. It's going to be a best
seller.
Downloaded.
Even though apparently it doesn't matter, it's going to be a bestseller.
I want the book to, no, that's
to
another
say
thing.
It.
I
Number
don't know if
one.
You feel this way. I want the book to, well, I want the book to make the list, but I know it's so
Do
hard.
Do all your books make the list?
But nonfiction is so different.
Yeah, it's different. You
yeah.
just sell like 80,000 books.
Well,
we're so excited for you. And we're most excited that we get to now go to the Church of Jenny every single week on the Third Wheel Podcast on Podcast One, wherever you get your podcast.
We're going to hear her and Jason fight.
Yeah.
Jason's gonna be on it.
Well, we did one the other night. Actually, Ari, my producer, it's funny, every time he comes to these, he leaves with some weird epiphany because he's watching other people, other relationships every time. And one night he goes home, he's like, I think I have to do hallucinogenic mushrooms. And then he's like, maybe I'm drinking too much.
Is that with the Chelsea Handler episode?
It was the Justin Bartha one. Mm. He was, and he's like, maybe I need therapy. And you know, so every time I feel like I'm just like mind-f***ing him. Every one of these is different, and every time he leaves with a new realization about himself.
I love that.
But it's an interesting assortment of couples, a very eclectic group. Ooh.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited for you. All right, everyone, go pre-order the book right this f***ing minute, or we'll get you.
Okay.
You can follow two of Jenny's Instagram accounts, Jenny Mullen. And also dictatorship lunches.
Nope.
Dictator lunches.
I live in a dictatorship.
We're so excited to have you. There's so many things we didn't get to. You're going to have to come back after the show launches.
You're so kind. Thank you.
And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.